slow, slow the seconds down before you have to leave. Stay for a little while with me. Oh, how the days go by, but still I want to see what we could be.
Maddie Diaz is one who got away. A few years ago, the former Berklee College of Music student bailed on Boston for Nashville. Then she generated a lot of buzz at Austin's South by Southwest Festival and even won a scholarship for excellence in songwriting from the Songwriters Hall of Fame. But Maddie Diaz did come back to Boston, at least briefly. She was at TT the Bears in Cambridge this past Sunday, complete with a new record, Plastic Moon. When I talked to Diaz, I asked her why she says she felt like her music stagnated in Boston. You'll hear her answer in just a moment, but first, a little more music from her new album. This is the track, If You Only Knew.
I'm at the bottom of the hill outside of your house. Turn off the lights and wander out. When you find me, dear, we'll listen to the sound of water rushing down. If you only knew what it is you do.
Maddie, I've got to ask you, your life has followed a very interesting path. You went to the Berklee College of Music here in Boston, but you grew up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, right?
I grew up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I lived for the first 8 years I lived in Connecticut, and then my family moved to Pennsylvania, and we moved a lot. I'm kind of just a mover. I think that's just what it is.
And you were homeschooled when you were in Pennsylvania?
My family was, you know, we're all music lovers. We're all big music fans, so music is kind of just a constant background.
Mm-hmm. And who were you listening to back then?
It's a little scatterbrained. I mean, my dad and my mom both kind of were super into, you know, like 80s, 90s pop, 70s pop. But, you know, my dad is also a huge prog rock fan. My mom loved Talking Heads and like B-52s, but my dad was like Frank Zappa and then kind of a little Metallica and then like the Beatles and Madonna. And so it's kind of all over the place.
Is that why you ended up coming up here to Boston and going to the Berklee College of Music?
Absolutely. I mean, I think in going to Berklee, I knew that I wanted music, but I knew that I didn't really have maybe the learned foundation that I thought that I wanted or, you know, that I needed at that moment in my life. And I figured, you know, I might as well be learning by the book, you know, while I was trying to discover my purpose.
Mm-hmm. But you ended up leaving school after a couple of years. You didn't actually graduate from there. Why'd you leave?
The plan is always for everyone to graduate, but I feel like the plan should kind of a little bit be more what it is that you need in your life and, you know, really listen to yourself and make sure that you're not just kind of like shoving material down your throat for the purpose of shoving material down your throat.
It sounds to me like you're the kind of person who doesn't really ever operate well under any kind of constraint.
I try to. I mean, I like following directions. I like when someone takes me in a direction, but I also kind of like to have the freedom to explore it maybe in a little bit of a different way, maybe. I don't know.
Well, let me ask you, after you left Berklee, you moved down to Tennessee. So I'm curious, what is it that Nashville had that you didn't think you could find in Boston?
I think I was probably just at a point in my life that I wanted to kind of hurl myself forward. And I had found a pretty cozy, comfortable rhythm in Boston. And I went down to Nashville to write for about a month and just kind of fell in love with the rhythm down there and kind of this whole Nashville music scene pulse that we just, you know, didn't really, you know, it was just new and different. And
I mean, was it because the Nashville scene, is it bigger in terms of the kind of collaborators you found? Was it easier for you to get a record deal?
No, I don't think. I mean, we still don't have a record deal. So, I mean, I think it was just you walk down the street and you run into 20 musicians on the way. You know, you're in a studio, you're writing a song, and then by that afternoon you have it fully completed. Mm-hmm. When we released, you know, 10 Gun Salute 2 years ago, that was off of that Nashville pulse of the, you know, we spent a week writing and recording with, you know, a couple of new friends that we made, and all of a sudden we had this EP, and all of a sudden we had material. And that just wasn't something that we, you know, had in Boston. You know, not to say I love Boston and I miss Boston for, we had just started to kind of fall into like the Lizard Lounge scene, the, you know, Session Americana with Billy Beard and all of those guys, that kind of scene. And we loved that scene, but, you know, we fell into Nashville and it was new and exciting.
Well, Matty Diaz, it's been so great speaking with you. I wonder if you might play us out on one last song.
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's hear Let's Go off Matty Diaz's new album, Plastic Moon.
All right, ready?
Tired, finished, last place. How wonderful, what a strange day. Let's go to a place unknown.
Matty Diaz's new album is Plastic Moon. There's more information about her at our website, radioboston.org.
Tomorrow on Radio Boston, diabetes is at epidemic proportions, especially in the African American community. We'll talk with a playwright whose own struggle with the disease inspired her to write Sugar. That's tomorrow.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.